When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey there, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. If you haven't already, I highly encourage that you listen to at least the beginning of Tuesday's Quick Tip Tuesday episode, where I riddled off the long list of all the new changes and features and updates coming to Instagram. But today's episode, we're going to go kind of deeper into the first one that I listed, which is the newsworthy, the headline grabbing, the celebratory, rejoicing moment, the new announcement from Instagram, which is that in 2022, Instagram is bringing back the chronological feed. Now, first, let's start with what is the chronological feed and how does it differ from how Instagram currently works? Currently, on Instagram, when you scroll through the main home feed, there is an algorithm filtering what you're going to see. And you might be aware of this already. As you scroll through, things aren't usually in chronological order. You'll see a post from a few hours ago, and then a few minutes ago, and then a few days ago, and then an hour ago, and then an hour and a half, and then a post from a few minutes ago. The timing of posts has some relevancy. It plays into the algorithm. Instagram isn't very likely to show you a post from 5 months ago. It's more likely to show you a post from 5 minutes ago, but it's not in strictly chronological order, and it hasn't been since 2013. In 2013 is when Instagram began introducing the algorithm to our feed, and they brought about the algorithm as a way to help us not miss certain things. Because if everything's in chronological order, you might miss an important post from a few hours ago that maybe your friend made. Or maybe a business that you follow made a post last night and it got great likes and everyone's really excited about it and there's buzz going around, but you weren't on Instagram last night, so you would have missed it altogether if the algorithm hadn't known to show it to you. Now, the algorithm tracks a lot of data. In fact, the Instagram algorithm has been reported to track over 50,000 data points. That's insane. That's a lot. And is it perfect? Absolutely not. There are so many issues. People miss posts all the time. And I think this is why everyone's rejoicing about this news about the chronological feed, because they're like, I miss posts. I don't see a post from my family or friends that I want to see. I'm missing out on the things shared by the people I care about. I'm missing those posts, but I'm seeing posts from people I don't really care about. So that's the frustration with the algorithmic feed. The chronological feed is very simply a feed that's in chronological order. So the number one factor, and maybe even the only factor that that feed will care about, is when was this post made? It will literally show up 5 seconds ago, 1 minute ago, 2 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago. It will show up in the order of which it was posted. And people are rejoicing. They are looking back on Instagram from 2010 through 2013, and they're missing the good old days. And they're looking forward to this new option that's coming about in 2022. And that's the news. Instagram is bringing back this feature as an option in 2022. We're not all just going to automatically go back to the chronological feed, but we're going to have the option to do so. And early polls and analyses of my audience, younger audiences, general business owners on Instagram, and a few other accounts have shown that a lot of people are reporting they're planning on switching back to the chronological feed. That's something we can talk about a little bit later, what that means for you as a business owner if all of your followers are switching back to the chronological feed. But in this episode, at first, I want to talk to you as the consumer, because that's what we all are first. And that's really what we can control, is how we consume on Instagram. The option is going to be given to us. And I'm going to make a case in point in this episode about some pros and some cons, and ultimately an argument for why the chronological feed might not be all it's cracked up to be. But let's start by talking about the pros of the chronological feed. The first one is that you're more likely to see more diversity in your content. You're not just seeing the posts from the people you engage with the most. You're seeing the posts from whoever has posted recently. So if you followed someone 8 years ago and you haven't liked any of their posts or engaged with them in 8 years, you forgot you even follow them, but they made a post a couple seconds ago, you are going to see that. You're not going to miss it. So in that way, there's going to be more diversity on your feed. In a way, there's going to be more direct control over what you're seeing in your feed. Now, this one you could argue, but basically the only filter for what shows up on your feed is how recently it was posted and if you're following the person. So because there's limited options and less customizability and less filters coming in and determining what we're seeing, in a way, there's a little bit more control maybe on your feed and what you're seeing. Because if you don't want to see someone's posts, you can just unfollow them. If you want to see their posts, you just follow them. We will talk about the asterisks that I'll put on that sentence a little bit later. And then number three is more timely info. So sometimes, you know, you're like, wait, I didn't see my friend make that post until 3 days later. Or I never even saw my friend make that post. Or I never saw my cousin make that baby shower announcement post on their Instagram because Instagram never showed it to me. I was on Instagram at the time you posted it, but just Instagram never showed it to me. So I didn't see it until 2 months later when I went and looked at your account. So in a way, you can get more timely information with a feed that is centered around the time of posting, recency, right? Now let's talk about some of the cons from the consumer perspective of the chronological feed. If you follow someone who posts a lot, you will see that person more than anyone else. I, for example, post usually 2 to 4 times per day on my Instagram feed, but most people will only usually see 1 or maybe 2 of those per day. I post that frequently because I know this fact. I know that there's an algorithm dictating who sees what. So if I'm only posting once a day, you probably won't see any of my posts. You might only see a few a week. But if I'm posting 4 times a day, you're guaranteed to at least see 1 or maybe 2 of them per day. If the feed is in chronological order and I'm posting 4 times a day, that means that Instagram doesn't care if it's a good one or not. Instagram doesn't care if my post is doing well or not. Instagram doesn't care if the subject matter of my post is something you would usually interact with. Instagram is just going to show it to you, which means if you follow someone who posts a lot, you're going to see way more of their content than you currently are. And I think that this is going to be a huge shock to people at first. There are accounts that we follow that post all day long, multiple times a day. I can think of one that I follow, Complex. It's a news account. It's kind of a trendy, you know, it's not reliable news. It's not something that is like super professionally researched. It's just kind of like popular breaking news. They just kind of, you know, talk about trending videos and viral content, as well as the major news headlines relating to sports and pop culture and all that stuff. Complex. They post like 20 times a day. And that's not a joke. That's not an exaggeration. They post probably 20 times per day to their feed. But the algorithm is so intelligent that it can say, hey, Brock really only engages with Complex's posts if they're related to sports or breaking news. So when Complex posts about music, or when they post about random songs that just came out, or they post about, I don't know, something that just isn't that newsworthy, or they just post a meme, Instagram and the algorithm doesn't show it to me. So I only see the 3 or 4 Complex posts per day that I actually am going to engage with. I miss out on the other 20 posts they make per day. So if in 2022, I end up switching to the chronological feed, I'm going to see so many of their posts that one of two things is going to have to happen. Either I'm going to become overwhelmed and I'm going to unfollow Complex altogether, or Complex is going to have to adjust their strategy and start posting less, maybe only a handful of times per day, so as not to overwhelm their followers. And that's a little note that I want to make for you as a creator. It's going to be really important in 2022 to know which kind of feed your audience prefers. If your audience is in the majority switching to the chronological feed, well, then it's going to benefit you to post a few times a day, because those people are going to see those few posts a day. If you're only posting at 6 a.m., and your audience is using a chronological feed, they're only seeing your posts if they're on Instagram at 6 a.m., which means you're going to have to really find that sweet spot. You're going to have to post a few times a day to get seen by people on Instagram. But it's going to be a fine line to walk, because you can't end up like Complex posting 20, 25 times a day and overwhelming people, right? So there's going to be a really, really fine line, a challenging line to walk if the majority of your audience is switching to that chronological feed and abandoning the algorithmic feed.
Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers, start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have two live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed two live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit InstaClubHub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode.
I think another key point, and this one is absolutely huge for the chronological feed. This is a con, an argument against the chronological feed. Most people are arguing for the chronological feed and are saying, I want the chronological feed because I miss so many posts. Instagram is not showing me the posts from the people I want to see. I'm missing out on content. Well, guess what? If the feed is in chronological order, you are missing everything unless you happen to be on Instagram right around that the time of that post was made. If you really want to see your cousin's post, you better be on Instagram within 10 to 15 minutes of the time they posted it, or else there's going to be dozens of other posts made in that time frame, and it's going to be buried down within your feed. My counter argument, my solution to this, is that we need to spend more time thoughtfully engaging and intentionally engaging with the people whose content we want to see. If you want to see more pictures from your cousin, you need to make sure to turn on their post notifications, to add them to your close friends list, to like, comment, save, and share their posts, to search their page regularly, to DM them and watch their stories. When you show Instagram that you have an interest, a real interest in someone's account, the algorithm, by definition, by doing its job, will show you more of their posts. So when I hear people saying, I miss out on posts on Instagram all the time, Instagram never shows me the posts that I want to see, I kind of bite my tongue a little bit and say, it might be the ones you want to see, but you're not showing Instagram. You're not putting in the work to show Instagram that it's what you want to see. And I know I said putting in the work, but it's not that much work to just make sure you like the person's posts. Make sure you stay engaged with their content. The algorithm is smart. They put millions upon millions, borderline billions of dollars into this complex equation to help present us with the best content that we actually want to see. So if you are not seeing the content that you want to see on Instagram, I'm going to say that's on you. I'm going to say that you need to challenge yourself to do a better job of engaging with the people, with the accounts, with the users whose content you want to see. And I think that if we're all switching to the chronological feed, the only way that that's going to be successful and beneficial is if we all unfollow tons of accounts. Because studies show that the average Instagram user follows more than 250 people, we're all going to have to get that number down to like 50. And I don't know about you, but I follow a lot more than the national average. I follow more than 2,000 people. So I'm going to have to unfollow a lot of people if I'm going to want to keep up with everyone in a chronological order. That's going to have to happen. And also, I'm going to have to spend way more time on Instagram. I'm going to have to check Instagram multiple times a day at different times of the day if I want to see people's posts. I can't rely on the algorithm to predict and show me the things that it thinks I want to see. That's a challenge. I don't think that the chronological feed is going to end up being all that it's cracked up to be. Now, if you are going for digital minimalism, if you want to unfollow people, if you want to cut things way back so that you're only seeing a handful of brands, businesses, and users on Instagram, that's fine. But I think most of us are only seeing a handful of brands and businesses and users anyway on Instagram. I think the beauty of the algorithm is that I can follow 2,000 people, yet I mainly only see the 40 to 50 people who I care about the most. And everyone else from that 2,000, I will only see their posts if it's the best of the best. If it's something that the algorithm thinks I really want to see. If it's something that's getting a lot of engagement and everyone else is showing this is great, well then yeah, I want to see it too. But I think the algorithm, for the most part, is the lesser of two evils. It's the better of the two options. I think it was created for a reason. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Nothing could ever be perfect. There can never be a perfect algorithm. It just doesn't exist. There's no way to write a math equation that is able to 100% of the time satisfy 100% of people. I just don't think that's possible. At least not in the current day and age, the way the social media sphere is currently set up. And I think that it's great that Instagram is bringing back this as an option. I'm glad it's an option, first of all. I'm glad that it's not just something that's going to be universally enforced for all of us. I think it's going to be beneficial for some people. I think it's going to be really helpful, this new chronological feed. And I'm sure some of you will love it. And I'm sure some of you have listened to the last 15 minutes and you've hated every word that I've said. But ultimately, I think that the chronological feed is not the way to go. I think that the algorithmic feed is what's best. I think it's going to show us the content we want to see. I think it's going to, if we allow it to, do its job and only get better. If you want to see someone's posts, be intentional about engaging with their content. Show the algorithm. Don't just think I want to see their posts. Don't just be like, oh, I never actually get to see their posts. Go out of your way to engage with their posts for a few days, and I promise you, Instagram will start to show you their posts more. That's just how the algorithm works. That's my two cents on it. I would love to hear your feedback. Share this podcast on your story. I'd love it if you did that. And maybe you could counter what I'm saying. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you agree with some points, but you want to add. Maybe you want to agree with some points, but you want to, you know, take away a few and say that I was wrong with a few of these things. This is just my interpretation. This is my opinion, my thoughts on the chronological order feed versus the algorithmic feed. And I would love to hear your feedback because ultimately I want this to be a dialogue. I don't want this to be a monologue. I don't want to just be a talking head. I want to have a conversation with you. I want to build this community, build our tribe, and I want to help you build your tribe as well. Thanks so much for listening today. I super appreciate you. And as always, happy networking.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.